Welcome to On the Lord's Side, a Christian's engagement with politics, news, and culture. On the Lord's side.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us. It's Monday, July 26, 2021. My name is Olufemi Oguntokun, and I'm speaking to you today from Lagos, Nigeria.
On the Lord's side.
Well, last week, someone with a blue check on Twitter, that is someone with a verified identity on Twitter, posted a tweet that got many talking. This person, a self-described Pentecostal worship leader, wrote on Twitter as follows. Listen to it. Quote, Jesus was Christ. Buddha was Christ. Muhammad was Christ. Christ is a word for the universe seeing itself. You are Christ. We are the body of Christ. End of quote. And I can read that one more time. And if you'd like to see the tweet for yourself, check out the handle of Michael Gungo on Twitter. He is self-described as a Pentecostal worship leader. I read it again. Quote, Jesus was Christ. Buddha was Christ. Muhammad was Christ. Christ is a word for the universe saying itself. You are Christ. We are the body of Christ. End of quote. And I can only hope that you are not in the number of the many people who did not see through this deception. You see, for many who have been carefully observing the times, there is a clear preference for consensus and for uniformity. There's a clear preference for consensus and uniformity in the culture. The culture seems to tend towards the viewpoint that our differences are responsible for our many conflicts. They say if only there weren't so many religions, there would be peace. If only anyone could pick whatever gender they wanted, then there would be harmony. That's the thinking. And it is false. It is false. But it is a truly seductive argument. Isn't it? If we banished ethnic loyalties and sentiment, shouldn't that put an end to unrest in countries like Nigeria? If a single universal religion was decreed into existence, wouldn't that end the incessant conflicts and rivalries inspired by religious affiliations? Those are the kinds of arguments that are being put forward in the culture. And they can only seduce those who are not aware of the truths of the Bible. To say that all roads lead to heaven is to deny that Jesus is the way to heaven. That's the truth. To say that all roads lead to heaven is to deny the divinity of Jesus Christ, is to deny that Jesus is the way to heaven, is to deny the truth of the Bible, is to deny the Bible itself. And people on the Lord's side already know from Revelation 17 that a one world religion called the Great Harlot in Revelation 17, that a one world religion will be part of the end time scenario. This first religion, we read from Revelation 17, will dominate all peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues, and will have so much influence among the kings of the earth. I do not know whether this universal Christ idea will be the basis for the new religion, but it definitely presents itself as a bright candidate. In Daniel 11:32, we are told that even in all the deception and confusion that will envelope the world in the last days, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And more than ever before, people on the Lord's side should be reminded that Christ means the anointed one. Christ means the one anointed by God the Father as the only way to heaven. And there is only one Christ. His name is Jesus. That gentleman began his tweet by writing that Jesus was Christ. That is also false. Jesus is Christ. Jesus is Christ. That is the truth. Unlike the Buddha, unlike Muhammad or any human that ever lived, Jesus is alive. He's alive, being the Christ, the Savior of both the living and the dead. Indeed, this universal Christ idea will eventually gain traction, and it will increasingly become unfashionable and even unacceptable to declare that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, or to declare that no one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Yes, it is becoming increasingly out of fashion and acceptable to make such a declaration. But I do pray that in all of this, and in the firm knowledge of the truth, you will stand strong and courageously do exploits for your Lord.
On the Lord's side. On the Lord's side. On the Lord's side. On the Lord's side.
Thank you very much for listening. Please share this episode with others. For more about our ministry, please go to www.gospelbestradio.com. We have a live radio program every morning at 7 a.m. called Pilgrim's Joy Morning. Please do join us. Just navigate to www.gospelbestradio.com every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Thank you very much. God bless you. Until we meet again, please remain steadfast, remain immovable, remain on the side of Him who is able to keep you from falling. Remain firmly
on the Lord's side. On the Lord's side. On the Lord's side. On the Lord's side.